Hi, Sam. Good to see you again.
Hello, Joe.
So, last time we met, we talked about your business goals. Was it useful?
Useful? Yeah, it was. You really made me think. But now I have a lot of stress about losing money.
Oh, yes? What is making you stressed about that?
Well, I realized how many weaknesses a business can have. One careless mistake, and I could lose a lot of money.
Exactly. But there are things you think will cause you to lose money?
Well, when we looked at the company's strengths and weaknesses, we talked about the quality and happiness of my workers, the costs of running the business, and reaching new customers to help grow the business. Each of these areas could be a way to help make money, or a way to lose money if you don't have a good plan.
Wow, that's great. Those are all important to think about. Is there anything else?
And what else was there? Oh, of course, customers.
Well, that gives us plenty to talk about today. So, let's think about what you can do for your employees. You said that your workers were unhappy and not working hard enough. Keeping your employees happy will make them more likely to work hard for the business. Try organising some social events once a month during work hours. That could be a good first step. Also, maybe you should paint the walls a brighter colour. The office is really dark, and people feel like they're in a cave. Brighter colours can help make people happier, and happier employees will also work harder.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
You also have to cut costs. You spend far too much money on electricity every month. Turn off the lights and computers at the end of the workday. You should also find some cheaper parts for your products, which are still well made. It's a tough job, but I can help you find them.
I see. That would be great.
If you spend less money, you can make a better profit. You have some excellent adverts. But you mentioned that you are having trouble reaching new customers, and growing your number of customers is really important for a successful business. So, if I were you, I would try adding online sales to get more customers.
Yeah, I like that idea. I have a website already, but it looks pretty old and messy.
But there are things we can work on. If you want to sell online, you should start by making sure that the website doesn't look messy. If you don't have the skills to make it look neat, hire a professional web designer. You want a neat, clean website. It isn't something you want to be careless with.
I see. Well, I would like to have a lot of black on the website. I think that colour is professional and serious-looking.
I understand, but I think if you want to make the website attractive, it needs more colour. More colour could help the design pop out a bit more and prevent customers from leaving the website before buying anything.
Uh-huh, that's a good idea. I actually like blue too. I think someone else told me about colours people prefer, but I forgot.
Yes, it's easy to forget to think about something as simple as colour. The web designer you hire might have some good ideas about which colours to use. So, for our next meeting, you should create your website design and bring a plan. You could think about how it looks as well as what it says. You don't want it to look, well, you would want to be sure it looks well organized and the best it can be. It should also be really easy to use. Next time, we'll go over your design and see how to make it better. We will also think about hiring a good web designer to make your website look great and be easy to use.
Okay, great. I'll do that and bring it in next week.